believe it was centred on an air handling unit within the plant room itself. That's the most likely cause, but there will be some further forensic investigations just to finally tidy that last bit up. But that's the most likely cause.
When you say air handling, forgive me, what's that, like aircon?
Yeah, exactly right. That's the supplies, you know, fresh air into the assembly rooms.
And starting a fire how? By overheating? An electrical fault?
Well, that will be part of the forensic investigation to actually identify what has actually failed within the unit to cause the fire.
Everything up there would have been presumably subject to inspections and keeping regularly maintained.
Oh yeah, that's right. But you know, things do fail whether in domestic circumstances or in industrial circumstances. You know, plant and equipment do fail occasionally. As I say, that will be determined by the forensic investigation.
The plant room, you've already told us a couple of days ago, pretty much destroyed. What's the extent of the damage inside the car park more broadly and the assembly rooms themselves?
Well, the damage is pretty extensive on the top deck, as you've described. Fortunately, through good building design, fire protection measures, and also, I have to say, an excellent intervention by our staff, has prevented the fire from spreading into the main part of the assembly rooms. A couple of rooms are lightly damaged by smoke, but really quite insignificant. You know, we're very fortunate that we were able to get a good stop in fairly early on, which prevented the fire spreading into the main part of the assembly rooms, which at one time was a very real threat that we might actually have a full involvement of the whole building. So we're quite pleased with that outcome.
And the car park building, is it structurally sound? Is there much damage beyond that top flight?
Well, there's been a number of investigations ongoing into that, and at this moment in time, you know, that's not really been concluded. We're looking to hand the building back around about 9 o'clock this morning, but there will need to be some further investigation by you know, structural engineers to actually see the extent of the damage to the car park itself.
So when you say hand it back, what does that process mean? What does your involvement end at? At what point?
Well, at the moment, the firefighting started, as you say, on the Friday evening, carried on for all of Friday night, and then scaled down, but subject to periodic inspections throughout Saturday. Yesterday, we were carrying on with 4-hourly inspections, just to make sure we'd actually got the fire completely extinguished. Once it has been completely extinguished, then we will just hand the building back, because at the moment, you know, it's scene of our operations. So what I mean by handing back is we will give it back to possession of the building owners.
But there will still be assessments to be made by the council?
Oh, yes, there will, yeah. That's when we can bring, or when the council, rather, can bring structural engineers in to do a full and proper assessment of the damage caused, because we've obviously got some of the concrete has been displaced by firefighting, you know, cold water, you know, falling onto hot concrete, causes it to spall or displaces it. And that needs to be assessed to see the extent of that damage.
We witnessed firsthand the scale of the response on Friday evening, calling in, you know, extra pumps from further afield. It was a big, big event. You said yourself a few minutes ago you were concerned at one point about it spreading into the assembly rooms fully. How close did it come?
It came reasonably close. Yeah, there was a huge response both from within Derbyshire and from our neighbouring brigades. And to deploy 4 aerial ladder platforms, that's the high reach vehicles that we use, is really unprecedented. And so they were very effective, really, in being able to get a huge amount of water onto the fire and actually stop it from spreading across the bridge, if you like, into the assembly rooms, which is the key objective at the time, really, because the car park is, apart from the cars, is mainly, you know, a concrete structure that won't burn. But to get into the assembly rooms, you know, the fire then could have travelled quite significantly into the building.
Unprecedented. It's quite a claim. Does this compare with any kind of event that you can remember?
Well, I have to say, with my 26-year service, I don't recall an incident where we've called 4 aerial ladder platforms onto an incident. Certainly, we've had larger events in terms of number of pumping appliances, but never 4 aerial ladder platforms. But of course, fighting fires, you know, at height, which this was, presents all sorts of challenges. And you know, they were absolutely necessary and did an outstanding job for us.